You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
All right, we welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate on your show. This is not real.
Thank you for having me.
Debate. Thank you. Good to see you,
Nick. Pleasure. Always.
Enjoying being here today.
What is our debate,
Chelsea? All right,
Chelsea?
Let's get to it. So, an Australian man is going viral because he's selling his ex-girlfriend's car on Facebook Marketplace. So, his girlfriend broke up with him, so now he wants to take back the Mazda 3 that he bought her. Now, she doesn't want to let the car go, even though she broke up with him, but now he's selling it on Facebook Marketplace. Does he have the right to take back the car that he gave her as a gift, is the question. Okay. And remember, she broke up with him.
She breaks up with him.
So, and he
bought her the car.
Yeah.
It's already too complicated.
Sorry.
I'm going to lose. I'll be halfway in. And then
you won't even know your stance.
Realize I don't remember. That's happened before. I'm like, wait a minute.
You always pull it off, though.
Well,
I will be the woman who is saying that was a gift.
Okay.
Okay.
You cannot sell that car.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? There is a reason why I broke up with you, you lazy boyfriend, you. It doesn't matter whether it was your car or my car. It matters that it was a gift. And if you owe me anything, it's definitely a car. So you don't have the right to take that Mazda 3, which was a terrific car that I used to drive to and from Planet Fitness with.
And, do they have Planet Fitness in Australia?
All over.
Okay.
All over the place. And what you do is you just take that gift back. You gave that to me. That belongs to me now. That was part of me. And if there's anything that I get out of this relationship, it is that Mazda 3. You don't have the right to go selling that car just because you gave it to me in your relationship and you're mad at me. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Breathe.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, it is your turn.
All right. Well, first of all, you robbed me of my dignity so I can get the car back, you stupid piece of trash. My dignity is worth a lot more than the car, and you took that from me. If you could take my dignity from me, even though it was partially my choice to go out with you, then I should at the very least get that car back. Secondly, don't think I don't know what you've used it for. I know that you charge homeless people $5 a pop to have the thing, calling it a soup kitchen. So let's not pretend that there's some sentimental value attached to this thing, or it's some mode of transportation you like. It's a way you make a little extra money on the side. Thirdly, you're all and while that may not have any relevance to the debate here at hand, nonetheless, the world should know, and so should you. And I'm going to call your mom and tell her.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst part. You got to call her mom.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.